Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. This wisdom in our first lesson from the book of Sirach explains much of the unhappiness in our own hearts and much of the misery in human history. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. But even if we accept and understand this truth, how can we escape the trap of selfish contempt for others? Sirach tells us, forgive your neighbor's injustice, then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? These words were written in the book of Sirach about 200 years before the birth of the Lord Jesus, and the man who wrote them was himself named Jesus, or better, Yeshua. Yeshua lived in Jerusalem and devoted his life to the study of Torah and the worship of God in the temple. His father's name was Sirach, so he was known as Yeshua ben Sirach. The earliest known title of his work is The Wisdom of the Son of Sirach, but that got shortened to the Book of Sirach. So Yeshua wrote the text, but his father's name got attached to it. From Christian antiquity, this text was also called the Liber Ecclesiasticus, or Church Book, because it was used so extensively in the teaching and worship of the Christian church. Sirach was written in Hebrew and then translated into Greek by the author's grandson, who also added a prologue. But then the Hebrew original was lost until the late 19th century, and the Greek translation was then added to the Bible. But the Book of Sirach is one of the seven texts not included by Protestants in their canon or official list of Holy Scripture, in part because of the Hebrew original and Greek translation, even though the Catholic Church has always acknowledged Sirach as divinely inspired and belonging to the Holy Scriptures of the Old Testament. Sirach is a longish text, running to about 45 pages in most Bibles, but it is very well worth the time needed to read and ponder all of this beautiful meditation on the search for wisdom, on friendship, on money and family life, on the worship of God, on education, and the mystery of death. The Book of Sirach stands in the wisdom tradition of the Old Testament and explores in many ways one simple question. What is a good human life? In today's consideration of anger and wrath, Sirach asks, could anyone refuse mercy to another like himself, and yet seek pardon for his own sins? And then comes this exhortation. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. And in this way, the words of Yeshua, son of Sirach, prepare us for the words of Yeshua, son of God. The Lord Jesus was asked by Simon Peter, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? In reply, Jesus answered him, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. We are still reading today from chapter 18 of St. Matthew's Gospel, and today's passage follows immediately on last week's text, in which all of the 12 were given the authority to bind and loose on earth and in heaven. But how are they to exercise this authority? With severity or with mercy? Today, the Savior tells them, with mercy. Forgiving others 77 times is another way of saying that limitless mercy is required of all disciples of the Lord Jesus because that is precisely what we ask of God the Father for ourselves. In chapter 4 of Genesis, we read of a man named Lamech, who was a sixth generation descendant of Cain, who murdered his brother Abel in a jealous rage. Lamech was also a violent man and confessed that he had killed a man who wounded him and a boy who bruised him, excusing it by saying that if Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech is avenged 77-fold. The saying of Jesus that we must forgive others 77 times is part of the divine, nonviolent solution to the endless cycle of violence and retribution that begins when sinners hug tight their wrath and anger. And the only way to escape from the ruthless and brutal logic of vengeance expressed by Lamech is to embrace the gift of limitless mercy extended to us by Jesus Christ from his holy cross, the triumph of which we celebrate tomorrow on September 14th in one of the church's most ancient feasts. The lesson that mercy leads to mercy is learned in the gospel today by the ruthless and dishonest servant of a merciful king. When the king extends mercy to his servant's debts, but the servant refuses to do the same with a peer, then terrible justice is visited upon the forgiven but unforgiving debtor. We pray every day, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And in so doing, we take our lives in our own hands by asking the Lord to grant us mercy in exactly the same degree we extend it to others. From the cross, the Savior cried out for mercy upon those who tortured and murdered him, that is, upon us. "Father, forgive them." And so it must be for each of us to all others. The psalmist also knew this saving truth when he sang, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us." And therefore we should heed the wisdom of Yeshua ben Sirach. "Remember your last days. Set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin." My friends, since man's fall from grace, there have always been violence and wickedness and great injustice in the world, and the gospel does not require us to accept evil in any way. Indeed, we are called always to resist violence and to corrupt injustice. But as we are learning these days from the hate-filled anarchy in our streets, nursing a grudge, harboring resentments, and seeking vengeance will not bring peace or healing either to us or to the world. So, to promote justice and peace in the world and to find tranquility in our own hearts, let us never hug tight our wrath or anger. Instead, after the example of the Savior, let us extend mercy to others so that we may receive it ourselves from the atoning death and glorious resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.